With over 20 years at the helm navigating financial waters, he's a contributor to the Fox Business Channel and the author of the Best Stocks Now newsletter. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management, and he's here live on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson. And welcome to the Thursday morning. Remain or Brexit? That is the question. We'll see which way the Brits vote here today. It looks like the Bremain camp is favored right now. At least the bookies have it that way. You know what? I'd go with the bookies over the polls. I think polls are tainted a lot. I think the bookies, that's where the real money is. That's where people are putting their money where their mouth is. So we shall see, but the market likes what it sees so far. The Dow right now is up 144 points. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is at 17,923, not too far from where we began the year, however. We have the S&P 500 back above 2,100 for now. 2,101, it's up 17 points is the S&P 500. The NASDAQ is up 42 points. The NASDAQ is at 4,875. Nice move there for the NASDAQ today. Crude oil is up today. Well, that's helping, isn't it? We generally get a correlation between energy and oil prices and the stock market. Crude oil is at $49.76, up 1.3%. Gold is down. Hey, where are all my gold bug friends? I had all these people telling me that gold's going to fly to the moon and the market's going to crash. Well, they've been silent recently. We have gold at 1266. The euro's at 1.138. The euro is rising again. The euro thinks that Bremain will beat Brexit. And we have the 10-year yield rising again today. It's been on a little upwards bump course here. We're at 1.72 now on the 10-year U.S. Treasury. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. I was coming up the elevator this morning with a fellow that works over at the Morgan Stanley side of the hall. I'm the Gunderson side of the hall. We have saltwater taffy on our side for visitors. We always have a candy dish full of something. I try to keep it the variety, whether it's Snickers or Milky Ways or Laffy Taffy or saltwater taffy or whatever. I don't see them offering anything over there at Morgan Stanley. I'm sure they're trying to keep their costs down. But anyways, we were talking about this move towards robo-advisors. And he has a lot of clients all over the world. He says, I can't see my people ever wanting to go to a robo-advisor to trust a robot. He says, what's going to happen when the next bear comes along? I said, bingo. I feel the same way that you do. He also has a lot of family in Europe. He says, I just don't think the Brits are going to vote to leave Europe. I don't think they are either. But we'll see what happens. They can't even cover it much because Britain has a quiet period on an election day. You know what? I think we ought to take a cue from them. We out here in California in a different time zone usually know who's won before we vote. That's not right. Let's have that quiet period. I like that idea. You think the media channels would go along with that? I doubt it. They get some big ratings with their exit polls and all this kind of stuff, predictions. Well, the people over in England, they think that it's going to be Bremain. London was up 1.7 overnight. Europe up 2% overnight. In fact, last night before I went to bed, I checked the U.S. stock futures, and they were way up. And I said to myself, well, there must be a new poll out that's showing Bremain in the lead, and I guess that's what happened. Well, the Eurozone continues to suffer as far as their economy. Hey, don't they have almost negative rates over there? Germany went negative for a brief time last week, went below the line. Eurozone business activity slips to a new 17-month low. And as I'm talking, I see a picture of Bernie Sanders here on the TV. I don't think socialism's working for the economy in Europe. And yet that's the direction it seems like we want to go here with college tuition and living wages and redistribution of wealth. And Vince Scully, I got to read up on that. I grew up, the first 8 years of my life, 7 years of my life was in Burbank, California with my family. And I grew up listening to Vin Scully as a little boy calling the Dodger games. This is Dodger baseball. And Fama John. I love to listen to the master. There will never be another Vin Scully as far as I'm concerned. That was music to a seven-year-old's ears to hear Vin Scully calling a game that Koufax was pitching or Drysdale was pitching. Those were the days. I mean, people actually dressed up to go to a ball game back then a little bit. It just seems like America, it just seems like we had a little more class as a people back then. But I guess Vin Scully came out big time against socialism recently. I'm with you, Vinny. Baby, not only did I enjoy listening to your Dodger baseball calls, I am totally against any kind of move towards socialism. Eurozone business activity slips to 17-month lows. That's one reason. We also have initial jobless claims here in America, and people would point to this and say, well, we've got a pretty good steady economy here in America. Initial jobless claims, those are people filing unemployment claims, remains under 300,000, 259K this week. I think they could tell us whatever number they want. Is anybody going to check on it? I don't know. But it's been pretty steady for a long, long time. Yet when I talk to people in business and around the community, I'm not hearing that, boy, this economy is really robust. We better raise interest rates here soon, or it's just going to be out of control. The lines are going to be too long out the door to buy our products. We need the Fed to raise interest rates to cool things off. No, I'm not hearing that. But having said that, there are no signs, if you believe the numbers, of a looming recession on the horizon of the American economy, which I've been saying now for 7 years. And that continues to be bullish for the stock market because it will be a recession that eventually leads to the next bear market. Well, they're not doing much better in Japan, are they? Maybe Japan needs to start having kids again and raising families. They have a shrinking population. They have an aging population. Their economy has been stuck in neutral for years. And today they get their PMI contracting once again. Another place where they have negative interest rates that doesn't seem to be working. Meanwhile, the Saudi oil minister says that the oil glut has vanished. Where did it go? I guess it went into our cars and into our boats and into our airplanes and into all the other things that need those fossil fuels in order for an economy to run. And the oil glut. Now, this is the third piece of major evidence that we've had recently that it looks like the oil market has bottomed. Schlumberger the other day, the big French company, said, we see finally a bottom in the oil market. And I've been watching these oil stocks trade recently. Probably going to have something to say about them in my newsletter this week. We also had Raymond James, kind of an outlier, but it is out there anyways. They see $80 oil by the end of the year. Most people think it's going to stay in this $50 range. Let's not forget Goldman Sachs said it was going to 15 not too long ago. Let's let the markets decide where oil is going to go right now. I'm looking at the money being placed into energy stocks and see some pretty positive action going on there. Meanwhile, up in Norway, they leave their interest rates alone, their central bank. Well, I'm glad to hear they're installing solar panels on their oil drilling rigs. We don't want to harm the environment, do we? Interest rates are at 0.5 over amongst my Norway brethren. New home sales come in a little bit soft. Hey, come on, get out there. Look at that new home track in your neighborhood. D.R. Horton or Beezer Homes or whoever. New home sales, when compared to this same time last year, down 10% year over year. 551,000 new home sales. I think everybody's becoming a renter these days. We have Kia being voted the number one J.D. Power in car quality survey. Can you believe Kia? They beat Porsche. Oh, my gosh. Where's Mercedes-Benz? Where's Cadillac? Kia, number one. All right, when we come back, I got a lot more to talk about. This is Bill Gunderson. It is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunnarsson. And, of course, the whole world is on hold today while we watch this vote over in Great Britain as to whether they will remain or whether they will Brexit. And there is a school of thought that if they vote, if the vote comes in and it is Brexit, we're leaving, see you later, alligator, European Union, that we will have a massive sell-off in the market and gyrations and all kinds of things. In fact, George Soros went so far to say that we will have one of the worst bear markets. The market will fall off of a cliff. He must be voting. He must be betting on the Bermain side. If he is, that's probably the right side of things. But there have been a lot of scare tactics, all kinds of things used. You can't get along without us. You need Big Brother. You need the EU looking over you. So we'll just see what the English people have to say about this. And it looks like at this point in time that it will be remain in the European Union and life will go merrily along. London Bridge is not falling down. And we'll just see where all of this heads. I think you're going to see continued movement towards gathering governments together and trade agreements and partnerships and whatnot, bringing us to a one kind of global community. All right, let's take a look. There is other news out there on the market that I want to talk about. How would you like to be the CEO of Macy's and you step down as the CEO and the market rallies? Hey, maybe Gunnarsson Capital Management would rally if Gunnarsson stepped down as the CEO. That's not a very good vote of confidence for this poor guy. Lundgren's been there a long time as the CEO. Maybe he sees the handwriting on the wall, so to speak, that his days are numbered or that big box retailers are numbered. You know, Macy's is really the only one of the few survivors in the mall industry. Shoot, I can remember. Remember, who can remember the May Company? And how about Robinson's? Where did you go, Mrs. Robinson? You're no longer there. Robinson's, they all kind of consolidated. JCPenney's probably going to go the way of the world here at some point in time. Sears is just a few pages from the catalog that it once was, Sears Holding. And now there's Macy's. Hanging in there, baby, trying to remain the last mall-based retailer. Well, the CEO stepping down. He's going to stay on as the chairman, but he's going to let someone else take the heat for the falling sales and the falling margins and the falling customers at the flagship stores there at Macy's. You know what? I just would not be invested in retail right now, especially big box retail. I think Best Buy is another one that is probably doomed. And then I look at the second tier of players like the Gap stores and the Abercrombie and Fitch and American Eagle. I just wonder, you know, I can remember going to the mall and gosh, there was See's Candies and there was all kinds of fun things. Brookstone. We don't have Brookstone anymore at the mall. And I can remember the lady handing out Hickory Farm samples. You know, I probably went three times through her line. I put on sunglasses one time and put on a hat the third time to get that little sample of beef stick. I miss the good old days at the mall. Now I go to the mall and it's a bunch of gangbangers with graffiti written everywhere and homeless people sleeping all around it. No wonder we all shop online these days. The good old days. Bed Bath & Beyond. There's another one that could be in trouble. BBBY. Oh, that's a horrible chart. Oh, that's ugly. $43 a share now. Bed Bath & Beyond misses earnings by 5%, or the stock's down 5%. Actually, it's up right now. It was down 5%. They miss earnings once again. I know Mrs. Gunnarsson likes shopping at Bed Bath & Beyond from time to time. A stock that I own, Alibaba, is in the news today. How's my Baba doing? Well, that's not bad. It's up 0.5%. I like Alibaba. I think them and Amazon are going to rule the world someday. I see that Jack Ma says counterfeit goods are unacceptable. Well, you're not going to be able to buy those knockoff Coach purses anymore on Alibaba. Jack Ma cracking down counterfeit goods. That's where I was getting my Nike shoes for $8. What am I going to do now? Amazon, meanwhile, is on the other side of the street. That stock is flourishing. I see a new buy recommendation out on Amazon today. Amazon gets a target price of $825. Who said that? Maxim, a company named Maxim. Well, the stock's at 718 now. If it goes to 825, I'm happy. I'm already up almost 90% on my original buy in Amazon.com when I saw this irreversible trend forming, an irreversible trend that says I ain't going to the mall with them gangbangers. I don't want to get mugged at the mall. I don't even get a free C's chocolate anymore, and the beef stick lady is gone. Where did she go? There's no more free samples at the mall. Now we have Taco Bell, you know? What the heck? And all of these, I don't know, weird stores that are there 1 month, and the next month the windows are boarded up. That's what's happening at our malls here in San Diego. Meanwhile, Amazon marches on. They get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. I wrote an article, a big article about Amazon. I have a target price over four figures, over $1,000 someday in the future. Home Depot was upgraded to a buy from neutral. You know, I sold my Home Depot recently. I don't like the loss of momentum in the stock. You know me, I like half performance and half value, and I just saw the performance disappearing from Home Depot. It had a good run, and I just decided I continue to own Lowe's. I just decided to lighten up. It's another big box retailer, you know. I don't know, though, if you can mail order bags of potting soil. Maybe you can. But Home Depot, I just didn't like the lack of momentum in the stock that seems to be occurring there. Accenture reported earnings. I've had my eye on that stock. It's been breaking out lately. And then I just look at the growth rate of 8, 9%. And I say, you know, that's just not the growth that I like in a company. Accenture is down 1.7% here today. BlackBerry. Does anybody still use a BlackBerry device? I know Obama was. Does Obama still have his BlackBerry? I can remember the day when all of these CEOs had BlackBerry devices. Not so anymore. It's now a $7 stock trying to survive in a world that has pretty much passed it by. Morgan Stanley downgrades Tesla. You know what? If I was a Tesla shareholder and I was being told by the CEO of Tesla that buying SolarCity is a great deal for you Tesla shareholders, I'd be pretty dang mad. And apparently they are. Look at this stock just tanking yesterday, gapping down, and down another 1% today. No, sir, not me. What does a solar panel company have to do with Tesla, especially one that's losing the money that SolarCity? Okay, when we come back, we'll have our featured stock of the day. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Gotten into all kinds of mischief together so far, talking about various things happening around the world on the macro picture, on the global scale, and we've brought it right back down to the local mall, haven't we? And a lot of things in between, like new home sales and initial jobless claims and interest rates in Norway. I'll bet you woke up this morning and said, "I wonder what the Fed fund rates are in Norway." Well, by listening to the Gunderson Best Stocks Now radio show, you can tell your neighbor that interest rates in Norway are at 0.5%. But you know what the important thing here is the trend around the world. moving towards zero interest rates. That's crazy. And in some places, even tipping the beam to below the line to negative interest rates. That's right. Switzerland and Japan have negative interest rates. And it is helping Japan. Japan's manufacturing PMI contracts in June once again. Japan's economy continues to shrink. It seems like monetary policy can only go so far. You've got to do some structural reforms and some fiscal policy to boost your economy. Also, when I took Econ 101 and Econ 201 and all those various econ classes, we learned about all of the tools, how they work together, fiscal policy and monetary policy. But politicians today are completely, they will not use fiscal policy in any way, shape, or form. This is incentives to businesses. Think about what might be an incentive to a business. Like, oh, there's been things like tax cuts on big buying equipment, you know, or accelerated depreciation on equipment. There's all kinds of imaginative things. But no, the corporations, they're the evil ones. They need to pay their fair share. It's killing economies around the world. But you know what? You're not going to reverse it. I don't know how you're going to reverse it. That is the trend. The trend is your friend in this case. I don't know if it's our friend, but it is the trend, and it's going to continue to head in that direction. All right. Well, I see some trends right now that I quite like. You know, I'm a guy, I look at the overall market every day, and you see the headlines of what the market does every day, and we see the little bug down in the corner of the news feed of how the Dow is doing, or how the NASDAQ is doing, or how the S&P 500 is doing, but I like to dive down a little bit deeper than that and look under the surface of the market just a little bit. You know, another fishing analogy here. Excuse me for the fishing analogies. But, you know, we're on the surface of the water. We can't see what's underneath the surface unless we have what's called a fish finder. Sonar. You know what? The sonar nowadays and the fish finders nowadays are pretty dang good. I remember in the early days, my dad and I, we used to go to the lakes here in San Diego bass fishing. And we bought one of the original fish finders, a Lowrance, big box, almost like my first laptop computer. It was in a steel case. And it's all it showed was a blinking red line, which was the surface of the water, and a blinking red line at the bottom, which showed how deep the water was. And if there were any blips above the line down at the bottom, that meant there was something there. I mean, it could be an old boot. It could be an old tire. Or it could be a 13-pound bass. But that was the early days of fish finders. Now we have beautiful, multicolor painting colors of the structure down and the rocks underneath. And we're able to look down underneath the surface of the market because that's where the action is. And I see that same thing happening today. I need to look down underneath. What I need to do is look at the sectors of the market. What's working right now? The banking sector, the financials, the energy, the precious metals, technology. There's all kinds of medical, healthcare. There's all kinds of different sectors in the market. That's where we first need to look down underneath to see which one of these sectors are performing well. And, of course, I have my own numbers that compute every day that show me that right now the healthcare is one of the better sectors in the market and that technology is one of the better sectors in the market and different things. But then I go down even further and I look at the individual rocks down there, the individual stocks, which I look at hundreds every single day. And I've noticed something recently, and I'm going to give an example of one of the stocks from this sector that looks pretty perky right now, and it is a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. You know, oil prices hit $26 a barrel back in January, and now we're closing in, and we've been above $50 per barrel. Well, let's just take a look inside that energy sector. Now that we've got a sector of the ocean to really examine, let's send down some divers here and let's see what we can come up with as far as the fundamentals of an energy stock that looks pretty good from a technical point of view. The name of the company that I want to feature here today is Canadian Natural Resources, headquartered in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Douglas Apperly, the co-inventor of the Best Stocks Now app, is from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. So is Canadian Natural Resources. So let's do a little dive down deep into this stock of Canadian Natural Resources, and I'll tell you why I like it at the current time. Canadian Natural Resources, again, is headquartered in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. I bet Neil Young does not like this company. This is a $33 billion market cap company. It also pays a dividend yield of 2.3% right now. They're a Canadian company, obviously, engaged in the oil and gas exploration and production in Western Canada, the North Sea, and West Africa. Canadian Natural Resources, you know, if you look over the last 10 years, you're not going to see a very good, steady return. You're going to see about a 3.6% return. The oil business is cyclical in nature. Like the home building business, you have to buy it when it's in its cycle. And it looks to me like the oil business is coming back into its cycle right now. Because I look at the performance of the stock here recently, it's up 12%. It's up 8% over the last 12 months, while the market's down 2%. And over the last 3 months, it's up 8%, while the market's up only 2%. The momentum is building in Canadian Natural Resources. In fact, on a scale of 1 to 99, on the Investor's Business Daily scale, CNQ comes in at 91 now, on a scale of 1 to 99. Now let's dive, let's send another diver down, and let's take a look at the valuation of the shares. You know, I really like the valuation of the shares. When I look at their earnings estimates next year of 64 cents per share, and I grow those out over the growth rate that is the consensus right now for the company, and when I apply a multiple to the shares that I think is appropriate, I get a five-year target price on CNQ, Canadian Natural Resources, of $52 per share. The stock is currently trading at $30 per share. That gives it about 90% upside potential with no guarantees whatsoever. Those are just the estimates from Gunderson Capital Management on what I think the stock could be worth 5 years from now. In addition to this, you get a little dividend yield, 2.42%, which, you know, hey, in today's world, that's not so bad. Out of 4,127 stocks, CNQ, when I bought it, was ranked at number 126. Now, it slipped a little bit in rank, but as I look at the chart of the stock, it continues to build and build, almost like a pot that's getting ready to boil. There's no guarantees that it will boil over, but I continue to own my shares of Canadian Natural Resources. Not a recommendation, but an example of what I consider to be a best stock now. All right. I hear the music. A little bit of Pink Floyd. We'll be back. I've got a big story here in the final segment of the show today. All right? So stay tuned for that. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Welcome back here. Welcome back, Jack, to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, I see all kinds of crazy things go by on the harbor while I'm doing this show. I think it was a few weeks ago we saw the fuel tank to the space shuttle go by on a barge. It orange in color. That was something, a sight to see. Well, this morning I just saw a water skier go by. Ooh, it looks cold out there. That water looks cold, but he's got his hand in the air waving to everybody, and he's water skiing at 7:50 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You know, I would rather be water skiing, I think, right now. That'd be kind of fun. I used to water ski. I never got onto that one ski thing, though. It was kind of embarrassing still being on two skis. Well, I want to talk a little bit. I will be starting the newsletter. In fact, I've gotten to the point where the main stories that I write for the newsletter are ending up in big news outlets on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I try to write a story not only for my clients and my subscribers and those that get my newsletter on a free basis, which you can get at GundersonCapital.com, but I also try to write an article that would also be appropriate for just the investing public in general. And I've made some pretty good calls here so far this year. You can go back and look at the archives. I'm an open book. Lots of transparency here. You can see right through me, I've often said. But I will go home tonight, and I already have my main story in my head. Now it's a matter of just piecing it together with proper grammar and punctuation marks and the commas in the right place. Every once in a while, I'll get the grammar police hammer me on some misuse of a word or a semicolon put in the wrong place of my story. But I want you to get the gist of the story and the message of the story. I see a new megatrend developing in the market. Not in the overall market. I do not see the market blasting off here, although I do think that at some point in time we are going to break out to new all-time highs in the market. I think the next significant move in the market is higher as opposed to lower, at least as we sit here today. There's still a few unknowns out there. The Brexit deal is still an unknown. And whether or not earnings will rebound in the second half of this year and start growing once again, that's an unknown at this point in time. But the expectations remain that they will. In fact, by the fourth quarter of this year, we're looking at 7 to 8% year-over-year growth versus this same time last year. Of course, the fourth quarter of 2016 or 2015 had those horrible oil prices involved. And now we're looking at least $50 more respectable energy prices involved. And that's going to help overall in the comparisons going forward. And as I've said, we're looking for right now anywhere from 8 to 11% growth in earnings next year, 2017, versus this year. So I do see new highs in the market ahead at some point in time. Maybe getting Brexit behind us will be a nice catalyst. Maybe getting oil above $50 per barrel and getting it to stay there. It's already been a nice catalyst, but maybe it will further be a catalyst. But down underneath the surface of the indexes and the headlines and the little bugs in the corner of your TV, I see a megatrend developing with the pretty swift current taking place. And I am really loading up. Not loading up, but I am overweighting by quite a bit in this trend that I see emerging. Earlier this year, I saw a trend in the precious metals brewing. And I took advantage of that trend. I wish it would have lasted longer because I was having a nice ride. But all of a sudden, the ride came to a screeching halt, and I unfastened my seatbelt, and I got out of the car and said, you know, I just think this ride is over for now. I think there's been a change in the wind of the Fed, which is going to impact the dollar in a certain way, which is going to have a negative impact on that precious metals trend. So far, I've been right. Gold has cooled off considerably. The ride came to a very abrupt halt, but I see a new mega trend evolving right now. Now, not across the board in every stock within this area of the market, but in certain key stocks. You know, when I wrote my book back in 2012, I identified about five or six stocks back then in this sector that I thought had very bright futures. And as I look, you know, they haven't done that much over the last several years because it's been a choppy sector. But now, I think going back to those leaders from several years ago, they're starting to emerge once again. And as I said, I hate to use a superlative like mega trend, but I don't know what else to call it. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing some smart money. It looks to me like the gamblers and the smart money and where the action is, people putting their money where their mouth is, it looks to me like that's going to be the right call with the British question. But I also see a lot of money, smart money, institutional money, pension money, chasing stocks in different areas of the market. And they seem to be ganging up in one of the better areas of the market that's emerging right now. So we'll weigh the evidence. I'll give you the facts. I'll show you the pictures. Look at this picture here. That's what I did last week with my article. Look at this picture over here. There's more evidence. Look at this picture. Look what this person said last week. Look what this company said last week. Look what they're saying now about this area of the market. And I'll give you a little update on an article that I wrote earlier this year saying that I believe there is going to be a big mega trend emerge in this area of the market. Well, guess what? It's now starting to emerge. So we'll look at some of the facts from back when I wrote about it earlier in this year and where we are now and what I see going forward and how I think it could be a nice profitable trend for 401k investors, IRA investors, Roth IRA, Coverdale IRA. We'll see, but we're starting to move in that direction in a pretty fast way here at Gunderson Capital Management. Get the newsletter, GundersonCapital.com. And if you're not going to settle for mediocrity and robo-advisors and passive investing, we're active here. 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.